Thank you, Chairman. Because we are speaking time, so let's go to the next slide, which shows what I am exactly doing, what I'm exactly looking for. I'm looking for a primitive binary 2D soul automata, which follows exactly the logistical law. Especially, I'm particular about that this system should follow the path to chaos represented by this very simple model of evolution. Of course, it's impossible to look through all the classes of soul automata. So, after a short introduction, I will present and give definition of CA I am looking for, and I give a short sketch of derivation of microscopic CROs, which are indispensable to simulate simple logistic rule. Then I will show some experiments on system dynamics, basing on limited motion ability of individuals, size of my neighborhood, and shape of neighborhood. Before the end, I'd like to say something about Indian system size and how logistic coupled map lattice will reproduce logistic equations. I will finish with conclusions. So the main motivation, general motivation of my talk is understanding the role of spatial structures and the dynamics in population evolution. But more detailed, I'm trying to explain the principal sources of inconsistency between simple zero-dimensional logistic law and experimental findings. Additional very interesting question is, does the spatial-temporal chaos is accompanied by chaotic changes of the population density? There are many consequences of chaotic evolution, so I'd like to skip this slide too, and concentrate on the CR I'm constructing. Of course, there are many existing models used for simulating population dynamics, from very simple coupled maps. There's two paths of logistic equations and couple factors through discrete map lattices, including for automata, through moment closure and IBM model mentioned by Andreas Deutsch before, up to partial differential equations with reaction diffusion terms. Professor Lau, in this interesting paper, showed the main sources of inconsistency between the zero-dimensional logistic law and specially extended system. But I would like to concentrate on these sources of inconsistency. My goal is to focus on the role of more fundamental factors connected with spatial-temporal dynamics. I mean the formation of spatial structures, motion ability of population members, and the size and type of the neighborhood. I'm considering classic 2D soul automata. In my simulation, I use more than 300 by 300 grid. I assume that neighborhood is a sum of dispersal and competition, where the spatial is responsible for reproduction of new individuals in unpopulated size, and competition is responsible for elimination of populated size. So these two neighborhoods can have different radius, in fact. I assume that initially the population is distributed in random. I assume also that I consider a special type of soul automata, I mean stochastic soul automata, with two steps. The first step is the random walk with a given time period, delta t, and the second step is the evolution round. I mean this is normal evolution if a given site is populated or not with a given probability. So I'm looking for this rule, knowing that the first step is just random walk with a period of delta t. These two steps are repeated iteratively during simulations. So, in fact, we are looking for the set of probabilities A0 and A1, or A1 and A0, when A1i is a j is probability that populated sites will remain populated in the next evaluation round. A0i is the probability that unpopulated sites will become populated in the next evaluation round. Let us make some assumptions for theoretical considerations. And first assumption is that delta t tends to infinity. So the random walk can be approximated by random scatter of individuals over the CA lattice after each evaluation round. So after each evaluation, we take all individuals and scatter them over the lattice. The second assumption is that the number of neighbors of each site undergoes the Bernoulli distribution. Then we can write that this is total population density. The next step can be given by this expression. This expression is consisted of two parts, two modules. The first one is responsible for competition, and the second one for dispersion. On the other hand, we of course we have logistic map, so these two should be equal. From this, from the equality of the two, after some algebra, we obtain the set of linear equations where P and Q are environmental probabilities that can be set to 1. Doesn't matter. What do we get? Of course, from this equation, we can find A1 and A0, so we can obtain, derive the rule which are looking for. But very important is that maximum K, I mean this is a biotic potential in logistic map, can be given by this expression. So that maximal K depends on the number of neighbors taken into account. Let's pay attention that we obtain the maximum K equal to 4 only for the in infinite neighborhood. Assuming that we have 8 neighbors, like in Moore neighborhood, we can reproduce the logistic map only up to K less or equal to 3.6, just above accumulation point, which is equal 3.579 and something. Of course, the number of rules is infinite. There are a few exemplary rules of A1 and A0. You can see that some of them are symmetric, and the third rule is not symmetric. So we can have very different rules which reproduce zero-dimensional logistic map. Let us assume that we are interested in totalistics or automata, so we obtain only one rule given by this equation. So we can see that this equation is very, very similar to a logistic map. Yeah, this is one density. This is the density of the neighborhood. This is also the density, but here we take also the number of considered size. Yeah, so this microscopic logistic law reconstruct the global dynamics of whole solar automata as logistic. Logistic microscopic CRL builds up logistic map. What will happen with when we decrease mobility of individuals? Of course, decreasing mobility of individuals, we obtain stable population. So, having appeared only one, we cannot observe any logistic behavior. They are not periodic orbits, they are not chaotic behavior. So decreasing mobility of individuals disables chaotic behavior. As you understand, mobility disrupts or, say, correlations between individuals. Mobility causes that we have uniform population density in on the whole lattice. There are two. This is comparison between the results obtained for uncorrelated solar automata. I mean, solar automata with mobility, and solar automata without with motionless particles, with motionless individuals. So we can see that in the second case, the solar automata produce some sort of clusters, some sort of larger structures. So we can see that these structures kills chaos, kills, the behavior which is produced by a logistic equation. On the other hand, for uncorrelated solar automata, we obtain the logistic map with a given precision. The precision, of course, depends on the number of individuals we used. As I told before, we can have two neighborhoods, dispersal and competition. So what will happen when this ratio will be different than one? So from this equation, we can get that if this ratio is different than one, for the first case, when competition is less than dispersal, CR replicating logistic map does not exist. On the other case, competition is larger than dispersal, it exists only for such a very narrow interval. So for different ratios, it's impossible to get a logistic map. Non-symmetric neighborhood destroys logistic map. However, of course, we can investigate such a system, for example, for very large ratio LC-RD ratio, we obtain the patterns like in most publications, for example, which use PDE with diffusion interaction term. There are strips for large K and patches, checkerboard structure for smaller K. What will happen if we increase the neighborhood? Of course, if we are concerned with motion, with uncorrelated population with motion, when we increase neighborhood, we obtain full logistic map. The attractor is reconstructed in a good precision. So greater neighborhood builds up, of course, logistic map. For correlated population, we obtain self-similar patterns, which are growing for increasing neighborhood. But there is no observed analogistic behavior. When we increase neighborhood up to the system size, we obtain logistic behavior just when the neighborhood is the same size as the system. Let us simulate infinite neighborhood by using multi-state solar automata. So one node in this multi-state solar automata will represent a part of binary solar automata, in fact. So what will happen when we use for such a solar automata with many states the same rule as before, logistic rule, but the density in this point is equal to k multiplied by average density in the neighborhood. So what will happen? There are no motion here. The motion is, hidden in this node. This is untied motion here. Yeah. So, as you see, the result is very strange. This is a k. This is a number of biotic potential. This is average population density. This is the number of states we are simulating. Of course, we obtain 5 minutes. Okay. Of course, we obtain real numbers, but we round off when we have a certain number of states. What is interesting, this abrupt change in the behavior of the solar automata occurs in the accumulation point. Suddenly, when we have more and more states up to 2024, our logistic curve is reconstructed precisely up to accumulation point. Then something has happened which kills us, and we cannot observe any chaotic behavior. Instead, we obtain stable or semi-stable solution. But what happened on the lattice? For the first part of logistic map, when we have bifurcation cascade, there is perfect synchronization. We obtain the same values in each grid, in each point. After crossing accumulation point, we obtain special temporal house. So special temporal house killed the global house. This is the rule. When we average the rule over the grid, we obtain such an expression. As you see, the first expression is a logistic map. The second one is a variation through the grid. So for the first part of logistic map, this is of course the K, the variation is equal to zero. It's and begin to grow for the larger K, for the larger biotic potentials. Let's draw the conclusions because my time is almost finished. So the first is that there exists a class of stochastic solar automata which global behavior replicates logistic map. Assuming certain class of microscopic rules, untied motion of individuals destroying patterns, sufficiently large neighborhoods. The population with different dispersion and competition mostly cannot mimic a logistic map. Motionless populations create spatiotemporal structures which stops global chaotic behavior in terms of average population density. For large neighborhoods, motionless populations can replicate exact logistic map up to accumulation point due to strong synchronization producing uniform distribution of population. Up to now, unfortunately, I cannot find the proof. I cannot find why sigma is equal to zero in the synchronization regime, but why it's larger than zero for usually chaotic regime. It ends of my speech. Thank you very much for attention.